Thomas Stanley. This concert on Friday, September 27th is presented by Capital Bop. Tickets and more info can be found at capitalbop.com. That's CAPITALBOP.com.
I'm Weezy Muntali, host of Africa Now, and you're tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles, tell them too? You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't want to move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America, fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people.
Talk to the people. All right, good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day outside, and weather's real nice. Sun is shining. It's a real nice day, actually. This morning, I want to welcome our listeners to Community Watch and Comment, Friday edition, where we give you an opportunity to comment on the issues of the day. And, you know, there have been several things that have occurred this week, as there are every week, but amazing how things travel and move so fast. My goodness. You know, I wanted to start off with what's going on in Springfield. I'd like to get our listeners' thoughts about that, because Springfield, Ohio, is literally under siege, you know, by, you know, right-wing media, right-wing, you know, whatever. You know, I mean, the schools are closed and government buildings are closed. It is
on lockdown.
Literally on lockdown. And state troopers have been deployed throughout the city, you know, Springfield. And once again, life has been completely disrupted because of a lie. And now, instead of trying to put the fire out, we have former President Trump saying he's going to deport the Haitians that live in Springfield. And, you know, if he gets elected, he's going to deport them. He's going to send them back to where they came from.
Right.
Okay. What in the world?
Well, and his vice president says, yeah, it is a lie, but we were telling you this lie because we wanted you to focus on the immigration.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Literally. Literally. And, you know, I'm thinking, this is, it's unbelievable that a whole city is by a lie that they admit is a lie, but they want to use it once again as a campaign issue. Trump saying he's going to be there and He's going to go visit the city in a couple of days. You know, this is the kind of stuff that historical flashpoints are made of.
Right.
All right. You got a bunch of right wingers coming to town because Trump's going to be there. And you've got bomb threats, you know, close to 50 bomb threats or more. All of all kinds of, you know, institutions, businesses, schools, you know, offices. Yeah, this city is on lockdown. And instead of trying to find the perpetrators, instead of encouraging, you know, the authorities to find out who's doing this and prosecute them, this former president is and his party are just throwing more gasoline on the fire. They want something to happen, you know? So I'd like to get, you know, we'd like to get your thoughts about that. Because this could happen to any city. It could happen to any municipality. I mean, even the governor of Ohio says he doesn't recognize the community that Trump and Vance are describing.
Right.
Who are they talking about? You know? So, like I say, a potential flashpoint.
Right.
Because
they keep characterizing these Haitians as illegal, but they're not. They are legally in the country. You know, they're folding them into this, you know, we don't believe anyone's illegal anyhow, but this sort of undocumented immigrant people, but they are legally here, you know?
That's why they're there. That's why they were sent to Springfield. Yes, right. It is a program to, because the city needed workers.
Right.
You know, and you had a workforce.
Right, but they're trying to vilify them as, you know, constantly saying, oh, they're illegal. But they're not. Yeah, I can deport them, you know. It's like, they're legally here.
Well, that's the point. The city is being held hostage by a lie. And everybody knows it's not true. But the siege continues. The siege continues. So something's got to give. Okay, now you had to call out state troopers to come in and protect the citizens of this town.
Right.
Man, where are we, you know?
You know, they accuse the left of doing identity politics. The right does it, but they vilify. It's about vilifying certain identities. You know, Trump just came out, was it yesterday, and said that the Jewish voters that support Harris, you know, if he loses, they're to blame. It's like, why are you singling out the Jewish people that vote for the candidate they want, you know?
Yeah, because in his mind does not work that way. And folks,
well, it's anti-Semitic. You know, it's anti-Semitic. He's trading on race again.
Again. You know, and so you know, that's why it's hard to believe that this race is tight, you know. I mean, why would anybody vote for a character like that? But hey, you know, like the song says, fly the hateful skies of America, fly the American way. 202-588-0893. I'd like to get your thoughts about Springfield coming to a town near you. And next would be, you know, they'll be locking up the abortion doctors, or and that's a whole nother subject too, because in Georgia right now, you know, a big, you know, rally going on to identify, you know, and support those two ladies, those two sisters that were killed because of surgeons being too afraid to do their job, to do what they were trained to do. because they were afraid of being locked up because of Georgia's new abortion law. So, and you'll be hearing a whole lot more about that. All right, 202-580-8893. Let's go to the phones, give us a call. This is Chip Jones and Ron Pinchback. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, my name's Darius. I'm calling from Maryland. I'm 50 years old. I understand, I guess, the days of Walter Cronkite are over. You know, the media isn't fair and balanced like they say, but I've seen people from Ohio in the town hall meetings, and, you know, I saw the police arrest a lady for eating a cat. So all of that was made up, too. I'm not understanding, you know, what we're saying here.
Listen, we're talking about the Haitians who were accused of taking people's cats and dogs to eat, okay, that was put out there by Donald Trump, you know, during the debate, and the city has been catching hell ever since. So, they're getting bombed threats, schools are closed. So what is it you don't understand?
Yeah, I understand that. That's a bad thing, bomb threats. But from what I've seen,
the whole town is being held hostage.
Yeah, the citizens are coming out. From what I've seen, the town hall meetings. You know, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I understand. You know, the station is leaning toward, you know, the Democrat.
And we're leaning toward nothing, man. We just want those people to be protected.
I'm setting this one out. You know, I'm a proud foundational. I understand it's no tangibles for us. You know, you got someone cosplaying to be one of us. You know, that's a whole different subject. But, you know, the citizens are coming out at the town hall meeting saying certain things, but you got the representation from the state and the local government saying a different thing. So who are we, but you know, to believe?
Citizens are you saying that are coming out saying that the Haitians are eating their pets?
There's the multiple citizens at the town hall meetings saying that, you know, people are in the parks, you know, taking the ducks or whatever. And, you know, they had the video of the police officers arresting a lady, and you got eyewitnesses saying that she took a cat, was eating a cat. You know, that video's been hit like 15 million times.
Yeah, but have you seen the video?
Yeah, I saw the video. Yeah, I just
okay. Did you look at the car in the background of that video?
What, the police vehicles that were arresting the lady for animal cruelty?
Did you look at the car's license plate?
The car? What car are you talking about? The police cars or what?
Yeah, did you look at the license plate on the car? I'm just trying to say that if you look at that license plate, that's not an American license plate. That's a foreign license plate. That video is from somewhere else. And those ducks that were supposedly being eaten, their photos, the geese that were dead were actually hit by cars.
Okay, I think we're jumping off of course here. I saw a video of police arresting a lady in Ohio. The witnesses said they saw the lady eating someone's cat. They arrested the lady. It has like 15 million hits on YouTube. I've seen the town hall where one lady...
One lady is crying, talking about her
community. Yeah, so what are we to believe? You know, you got the citizens saying one thing, the government, the local government, and the governor saying something else. So who are we to believe? You know, Trump lies. Hey, that's true. But when you see a video of a lady standing there and the police got her in handcuffs, you know, and the witnesses are saying she took this cat and was biting into the cat, who are we to believe? That's all I'm asking.
That's a good question.
I'll tell you, the one thing that seals it for me is J.D. Vance himself. I mean, if you look at his video, he says it was a lie. He admits that it was a lie. So if Trump's vice president says, yeah, we were lying because we were trying to bring attention to an immigration problem in Springfield.
And we'll do it again.
Yeah. Forget about J.D.
All right, we're not going to settle this one, okay? I mean, you saw a video and other people have seen this video. You make a judgment for yourselves. You know, at some point though, reality has to set in. Okay. So whatever that point is, you know, please be free to call us, you know, in the future and let us know. All right. Because this, like I said, that whole town is being held hostage because of this. All right. Schools are closed. You know, people can't go to work. You know, people are being laid off. You know, so, you know, there's a lot of pain going on in Springfield right now. Why? You know, is it because of this lie? People, the governor says it's a lie. You know, the police say it's a lie. You know, so are we going to believe, you know, a YouTube video, you know, which is always up for interpretation? You know, I mean, so that's where we are. And thanks for sharing. Okay, appreciate it. 202-588-0893. Good morning, Springfield.
Morning. My name's Tom. I'm from Vienna, Virginia.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
So what's on? What's your comment?
Okay, so this whole thing in Springfield is part of an ongoing attempt by the Republicans to demonize or to scapegoat immigrants for all the problems that people are having in America. And I think that the best solution to this whole concern about immigration was presented by Congressperson Ayanna Pressley, Democrat from Massachusetts, Democratic representative from Massachusetts, in 2021. She proposed in Congress, in the resolution, House Resolution 145, 2021, a federal jobs guarantee, under which the federal government would pay for a job guaranteed for every adult in the United States at $20 an hour with affordable child care, medical care, Social Security retirement, and the right to join a union. You do that, and you employ every person in the United States that wants a job at that level, and what happens? Okay, nobody is concerned about jobs. Nobody is concerned about immigrants undercutting their wages or taking their jobs, and nobody is concerned about having to support immigrants through public charities. All of these people can support themselves. And they'll bring dollars into the communities where they are, and those communities will prosper off of the earnings and the spending of those people, and in addition, all of the production from all of the people that are employed or unemployed in the United States, there won't be any more unemployed. All of this production, all of this additional employment, will increase our production and wealth. So that's the answer, a federal jobs guarantee as proposed by Ayanna Pressley, House Resolution 145 of 2021. And thanks for taking my comment.
Thank you.
You bet.
For sharing that information.
Yeah. Hey Ron.
Sounds like to me. Yeah.
Yeah. One note that I was trying to get to the caller that got off mm-hmm. is that the incident I think he's talking about is the one that happened in Canton, Ohio on September 11th. There was a woman arrested there for cruelty to an animal. They said that she had blood on her feet and her mouth and accused her, you know, of killing and eating the cat. The interesting thing is that the woman
was
hungry.
She was crazy.
The woman is not Haitian. She actually was born in Ohio. So if this guy is using it as a reason to believe this lie about Haitians, the woman was not Haitian and she was born in the U.S. So...
Well, see, unfortunately, that information does not accompany the video.
Right.
And so that's why we have to be wary of anything on video nowadays. I mean, we just do.
You know, yeah, it has to be put in context. You've got to know the context of the video.
202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Yes, good morning, fellas. He beat me to the punch. That previous caller, it's just something he wanted to believe about Springfield, because I also saw that it was Canton, and it was a mentally disturbed woman who was not Haitian, who, you know, bit a cat or tried to eat a cat in public, and it blood all over. What she, you can see that she was disturbed. The neighbors and everything said this woman just was deranged. So it had nothing to do with Springfield. It had nothing to do with Springfield. But like I said, some people just want to believe these things that's being said. You know, in Springfield with Trump, it's been debunked, like you said, by the governor, by the mayor. None of these things have happened, but it's still going on. And, you know, in my opinion, what I think this is like a trial run for when Trump and his and the Republicans, when it comes to and they lose the election, this is going to be their big new big lie. And because they said a lot of these bomb threats and all, I was looking at CNN one day, and they said a lot of these bomb threats are coming from out of the country. So they could be coming from Russia. They could be coming from anywhere. And so you can't stop them. You can't stop them. So
people trying to stir the pot.
And they're doing. And they're doing it.
For, to That's shut down so the sad. Country. Yeah, for Trump and the Republicans to try and shut down the country after the election. So I wouldn't be surprised. Thank you, fellas.
All right, thanks for sharing your perspective. 202-580-0893. This morning we're talking about Springfield, coming to a town near you. You know, where you got state troopers patrolling the school grounds because of bomb threats, and a city literally can't function. You know, people are being laid off, can't go to work, can't get out to the grocery stores, or afraid to go to the grocery stores.
So that's right.
You know, so, you know, and all because of a lie, you know, a lie. And that will not be disavowed by the person that started it. And that is a former president of the United States. All right, 202-580-0893. Give us your thoughts on Springfield. You know, what should be done? You know, Trump was talking about visiting there in the next couple of days. What, for a campaign rally? You know, how dangerous is that? You know, when you already see people, you know, out there, you know, with arms, you know, crazy enough to use them or determined enough to use them. I'm not gonna say crazy enough, I'll say determined enough to use them. So, you know, does it pose a threat to not only the Springfield community, but to communities throughout the United States? Like I said, this could happen anywhere. You know, I live in a Springfield, so. You know, but you know, you just don't know how, and people are being bombarded with misinformation, you know, and having to make decisions based on, you know, erroneous stuff, you know, that's out there. So, you know, as citizens, we have to be very, very careful about that. Yeah, we have to be diligent.
Right.
And don't underestimate the diabolicalness, you know, of some of these people that do these things, that put this misinformation out there. There's they're a trying to get for it.
Yeah, they're trying to get people to act on fear. You know, they're trying to make fear the motivating factor. You know, that we want you to fear this other group so that you turn to us, you know.
All right. Well, let's see. Also in the news this week was unfortunate comments by the North Carolina governor's candidate. He calls himself a black Nazi. What is that?
I know. I mean, it's weird. All this stuff it's topsy turvy. I mean, when would you ever have thought that a black man's going to come out as a Nazi and say he wished slavery came back? I mean, it's like it's craziness.
Say he'd like to buy a couple.
Right, it's like okay, you know,
and he's on a ticket for governor of North Carolina, you know, a very, very important state in these here United States. So of course there's a lot of blowback about that, and you know, he's been making these comments. You know, this is a Maya Angelou moment, because he's been saying this kind of stuff for years.
Right.
You know. Hey, when they tell you who they are, believe
That's it.
Yeah. Don't think you can rehabilitate them. So, you know, they have to be willing to be rehabilitated. All right, and of course, he's supposed to be appearing with Trump because Trump's going to be in North Carolina tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. It's a key swing state, so everybody's going there.
So, there's questions as to whether the Donald will allow him on a ticket because he's getting, believe it or not, they are getting Republican backlash, you know, because of this stuff.
Right.
You know, but I can't help but wonder, you know, he is a black man, so you got a chance to get rid of him, you know. anyhow, 202-580-0893, the world beats on. You've been tuned to 89.3 FM, WPFW, Washington, your station for jazz and justice, and a whole lot more. All right. Chip, once again, back to the Springfield story. You know, there's no telling as to how long this siege is going to last. And here's the thing too, as I said earlier, you know, I know it's difficult to find people that make bomb threats and track them down and stuff like that, but you know, somebody's doing it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and the problem is that it does evoke fear. I mean, if you're a parent and you're seeing this, even though it may not be a bomb and nothing ever comes to fruition on it, are you going to send your kid to school? Are you going to take that chance? So the disruption happens, even if there is there's no basis for it. You know, it's terrorism. That's exactly what it is.
Yes, terrorism, exactly. Yeah. Domestic terrorism, and the FBI has already. And other law enforcement agencies have also already said that domestic terrorism is a lot more concerning than
far outweighs foreign, you know, on the radar of what's going on. And then you have this bomb threats in the background of pagers and walkie talkies exploding in Lebanon. You know, it's like, okay, it seems like they can blow you up anywhere, you know, so that heightens the fear as well.
You know, I guarantee you that took a whole bunch of people by surprise, that, you know, your pagers blowing up, that kind of technology exists.
Mm-hmm.
And how threatening that is, you know, how inhuman that is, you know, and you know, I'm if you'd like to comment about that, you be our guest. Like I said, where are we, you know, and what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? 202-580-0893, community watching comment. You know, Kamala Harris raised some eyebrows yesterday when
gun she
responded to her. Yeah. You know, but I said, no, it sound like anybody else that's grew up in a neighborhood, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's America.
Yeah. It's America, you know? Yeah. Somewhere else, she shouldn't have said that, you know? No, she told the truth. If somebody busts into her house, she gonna shoot him if she can. And she in the White House, so she's got, you know, it's just like somebody asked her, you know, about how she felt about the people in Springfield. And for their safety, he said, you know, and the person asked, well, do you feel safe, you know, being in the White House? And she said, well, yeah, I got Secret Service.
Right.
People in Ohio ain't got nothing like that.
Right. Know?
So they have a right to be afraid, you know, and reason to be afraid, you know, if the police can't protect them, you know, what happens here, you know? So. But yeah, she raised her eyebrows. She said, "Yeah, she would shoot a perpetrator." You know, and I don't think anybody out there would fault her for that. That's why people buy guns, supposedly.
Yeah, I think I've said that before on here. It's like, that's the mindset that's problematic now, is that, you know, when I grew up, I mean, we had guns and we shot guns, but we did it for sport. People buy guns now to shoot other people, you know? That's why handguns are so prolific. You know, when someone goes to buy a gun now, they've already crossed that hurdle because they bought it in the intent of shooting a person. So,
yeah, that's the bottom line. You know, you don't buy a pistol to shoot turtles.
Right. You're not hunting deer with a pistol.
Yeah. All right. 202-588-0893 community watching comment. Your thoughts about Springfield? You know, where does the country go from here? How does the federal government involve itself with this? Should the National Guard be called out? You know, in Springfield, Ohio, because Trump said he's going to be coming to town. You know, those people start converging. You know, they start making their plans to come. You know, that's what happened January 6th. So, you know, this is something that we're going to have to keep a careful eye on and hope it doesn't escalate beyond this current rhetoric. But it's already, you know, escalated to the point where, like I say, the city is being shut down, essentially, because of the threats, because of continuing threats.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they're abating either, you know?
Right.
Getting worse. 202-588-0893. Were you surprised about the Diddy?
The level of stuff that they had been reporting is just, it's just crazy. I mean, you always assume, you know, pop stars, rock stars, I mean, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, but it's this stuff, you know, is just, it's unbelievable, you know. It is a nightmare of movies that people reach such a level of wealth and accessibility that they become warped, you know, because they can't get the same kind of rush that an average person gets by, you know, getting a new car or whatever. So they seek something
far grander.
Far grander, yeah.
Well, he's the judge said, no, you're gonna have to stay in that prison no matter what the conditions are. Cause,
right.
Yeah, and even the thought that you would be privileged enough to request a rat-free cell, you know, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 202-588-0893. Yeah, what's your comment?
I'm surprised he didn't ask if his designer couldn't come in, you know, and flesh this place out, you know, maybe get a hot tub.
Does it work?
You know, it just let me renovate myself.
Good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Good morning. It's good to hear you talking about the Springfield situation this morning. I think it all started with a Facebook post by a lady named Erica Lee on September 13th, whose cat was missing, and neighbors told her they thought that some Haitians had something to do with it. But when you had an earlier caller who said people believe what they want to believe, it is the case, and we live in a racist nation. I am older than other people here, I think, and I remember when I got to Washington, D.C. on my way to Oklahoma or deeper down into Virginia, where I had to get off and get on special cars on the bus or on the back of the bus or on special cars on the train. We live in a racist nation. We were the last nation along with Israel to support South Africa with its apartheid. We are a nation where they have had what have they had? They have had a lot of information which does not get put on the news. For example, Trump has told many, many lies, which are demonstrated lies, but people want to believe it. And because of the racist nature of most Americans and most white people in most of these countries in the world where they have been settler colonialists, that seems to happen. I hear some noise in the background. Not sure what I'm hearing. But you're going to hear things about people eating babies or cutting their heads off or sexually harassing people and instead of taking, you know, on a military task to take prisoners. You're going to hear, and people are going to believe it because they want to do things against us. By us, I mean people who are not white. And it just is the way it is. That's the way the world is. That's why people are not, that's why I'm not surprised that they've had devices that have come up. And now I have to look at my own phone and other electronic devices. Because this is a country, even when things are proven, they've had videos of Trump being caught trying to get people to change votes in Georgia so that he could be elected president in 2020. Instead, they talk about the baseless claims. The Democrats talk about the baseless claims because they don't care, because they don't realize that people don't care whether they're baseless or not. People want somebody in there who speaks to what they think is right. And what they think is right is this country had some people who were great. And because of people of color coming in, the country is no longer great. Whereas in reality, only during a 60-year period from 1945 to about 60 years past that has this country been anything in terms of even being prosperous. So, you know, if they want to believe their myths, it's the way it goes. And when you look at, I used to work for the Justice Department for a year and a half, and I will tell you things like auto theft. In white communities, it's a lot less, but you know what's higher in white communities? What's higher is unauthorized use of a vehicle. You don't, in black communities, no. With black people, that never gets put on, it's put in as grand theft auto. Mm-hmm. It just, people want to believe what they want to believe, and they'll take statistics and change it. When Biden came to Boston, for example.
All righty. We're gonna have to move on. I think your point is well made and well received.
Yeah.
You know, thank you very much. 202-588-0893, community watching comment. You know, his comments reminded me of the dichotomy,
right,
of how white people view police shootings. You know, for a long time, white people didn't believe that this was happening.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that it must have been something that the perpetrator of color that caused it. I mean, it wasn't until, like, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago that media said, well, why is it when there's a black suspect, the photo that they put in the paper is always his mugshot, but if it's a white suspect, it's always their high school photo. You know, it's like, you know, they set a narrative, you know, in that way.
All right, let's go back to these phones before we run out of time here. 202-580-893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
This is Rick calling you long distance from Germany, fellas.
All right.
Hey, Rick.
Good to see you.
I got a question for Chip.
Uh-huh.
What will it take for the American government to tax the rich more fairly? Is it in the domain of the president? Is it in the domain of the Congress? Or is it in the domain of both of those powers of government together to appropriately tax the rich?
Well, I mean, legally, it would be in the domain of Congress because it would be tax law that would have to be changed. But ideally, the only thing that's going to make that happen is we have to have Congress write laws that gets money out of politics. I mean, that's what fuels this, is that the people that are going to that we want to tax control the people who write who's going to be taxed. So it's a mouse wheel, you know, that
you have to have the political will to do.
Yeah. And now these people like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, their idea is to use money to actually take over government. They want to create fiefdoms that, like, okay, Elon Musk's corporation headquarters is in Dallas, so the SpaceX and Twitter X and all that. That actually takes over all of the duties of government, and it becomes like a feudal system. I mean, this is what they're writing and talking about in these billionaire brunches, is how can corporate...
And how can we insulate ourselves?
Yeah, well, how can corporate actually become government, take over, you know?
Yeah, that's called fascism.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's get to another caller here. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it, man. 202-580-8893. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm a happy supporter of WPFW. So,
thank you.
I just think it's real interesting that all the atrocities that are being done by individuals and groups. However, they have P. Diddy in jail and a 34 times convicted felon is still running for president. How's that possible? Mm-hmm. You know, you got one person in jail and somebody not. So, you know, we know things aren't balanced, that's for sure. So,
my brother steals hubcaps and is rolled away to serve.
That's it.
Yep. And racism is a system. It's not whether somebody's prejudiced or not or doesn't like someone or not, you know. And I wouldn't be surprised if they were staging some of these situations that they want to declare, the cats, et cetera, you know.
Yeah, it's a distraction, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And look, and it's certainly not beyond them, because once again, believe what they tell you. And Van said, we knew it was a lie, but we're going to use it anyway, and we do it again.
Yeah. Okay.
My goodness. All right, hey, help.
There's more to say. However, we as a community got to figure out how folks can't get away with what they do to us on a regular basis.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's true.
We have to wait for it to cost them one way or another. So we got to figure out what we want politically put together. And, you know, I remind people that the store that accused Emmett Till of whistling, they shut that store down in 30 days. They don't talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's power exerted. So we got to figure out what we need to do, exert some power. All right. Love y'all.
All right. Hey,
love y'all.
Okay, love you.
202-580-8893, WPFW. Good morning, caller. You on?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. I was calling in because I'm greatly concerned about, and I think Kamala Harris, she needs to make up her mind which side of the fence she's on, if she's Black or she's East Indian. I was looking at a documentary the other day on how Black and Africans are treated in India. They're called the untouchables, the saudis. The women get beaten and raped and all kinds of things. If you like skinned like her, you won't have those problems over there, okay? And why is it that here I went with my sister? I live in Howard County, and I went with my sister to her mall over there on Fenton Street in Silver Spring. They had Black girls in camouflage suits recruiting them to be a military people. Now that she's in, and we need to see more of her girls up there, okay? Why is it always we got to be recruited for everything? And I never seen such degrading of Black women until Biden came to town. That's right. Whores, prostitutes, lesbians, et cetera, et cetera. And it's all on the buses, too. That F bus that goes through Maryland University, that F4, posters of them, and a Spanish-looking girl as well. I'm outraged. Yeah, she need to go.
Did you call? You said you're talking about posters on buses.
Yeah, for recruiting black women with camouflage suits on, and young girls at the Silver Spring Mall with a helmet and a camouflage suit on. Now it's equal opportunity in here. And anyway, Trump said they stole the election from him. They stole it from us black women. Ain't no dotheads or East Indians contributing.
This is WPFW. We don't do that, okay? You're free to speak your mind, but we don't call people such names and things like that, okay? We appreciate you considering us to share your opinion, but we're not going to do that, okay? That's not who we are, all right? Keep hope alive now, okay?
Yeah. Right?
Get that rage out of your system. Don't become the monster.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's what they want to turn us into. They want to turn us into monsters, so we turn on each other. So don't become the monster. Keep that love in your heart.
Stop going to India and stop the black people from being mistreated and the black girls from being raped and beaten. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for your call, sis. Appreciate it. 202-5, that's it? Okay. We got is that Ida back there? No, that's Cowboy. Okay, well, we'll take this call and then we'll prepare to make way for the next program. All right. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Is that me?
That's you,
sir.
Thank you. You know, I'm just think that this Trump derangement syndrome, we have to be real careful with this. And that doesn't mean, and it's really sad that I have to always, when you mention that, you have to always add a corollary opinion. In other words, I don't support Trump. But, you know, fascism is fascism. And when we talk about what's going on in Haiti or what the situation in Springfield, Ohio, we don't talk about the genesis of what's going on in Springfield, Ohio, how they get to that point. Start making reference to an article that appeared in Black Agenda Report by Salifu Mack, More Than Meets the Silk Press, Kamala Harris, and U.S. Imperialism. So Kamala Harris was a point person in a lot of those imperialist programs that took place in Haiti. And I think that it's incumbent upon you guys to, you know, we have just so many people that will support Kamala Harris and talk and espouse all of her attributes. But this is the same person that's being supported by Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney, who voted with Donald Trump 90% of the time. On Democracy Now! A few days ago, you have 200 Republicans, former CIA agents and the like, but also lending their support to Kamala Harris. So I think that, you know, you cannot be. I think overall, you gentlemen are good men, but it's important not to be counter-revolutionary. So it's incumbent upon the African-American community to not look and support either Democrats or Republicans, because you just had a conversation about billionaires. And one thing that billionaires do is they hedge their bets. So they have support from the Democratic Party, the likes of Kamala Harris, as well as Donald Trump and the Republican Party. So it's don't be counter-revolutionary, because counter-revolutionary is very counterproductive to the African
American. So what do you pose as the option? We hear this argument all the time, all the, you know, the left is just as bad as the right, which I don't believe. But if you stay out of the game, then you have nothing. You have no pressure on either side. If you don't support Kamala Harris, then you're basically supporting Trump. So I don't understand
No, you're not. You're being dishonest and disingenuous when you make that. Because as Martin Luther King said, no president has done anything for the African-American community that he was not made to do. And to engage in this kind of conversation about voting Voting did not get us in this situation. Voting will not get us out of the situation. So, you know, what's all happened right. is, and that kind of mindset that you guys are espousing is that...
Stop it, man. You know what? You know, we're espousing this, that you have the right to say what you want to say, okay? And you have your rationale for saying it, okay? So we respect that right, so, but don't make assumptions about us.
Okay? I'm telling you not to be disingenuous. You're being disingenuous.
Nobody's being disingenuous, man.
I'm being practical. And it's easy for you. It's easy for you to espouse. I'll tell you up front. I work for SNCC. You know, I do IT work for SNCC, and I will tell you this, that Martin was also practical. So when they came to him on the March on Washington, and he actually had to talk to SNCC and make them tone down their speech because he didn't want to injure Kennedy. I mean, there is politics is politics, and to scorch earth doesn't get you anything. You know, it's about
except scorched earth.
Yeah, it's about, you know, cleaving that riddle and you know, putting constant pressure to get the changes that you need over time. And that's my whole thing about this argument about, well, you know, I'm being disingenuous because I'm saying vote for Kamala Harris. You need to make a choice. If you sit on the fence, you don't make any change.
If you sit on the fence.
You're supporting the same person that is being supported by Dick Cheney. Why don't you explain that? Or Liz Cheney, who supported
I'll tell you how it was explained. I find it interesting that, you know, once again, with the scorched earth policy, no, there is no compromise. There is no. I think it's interesting that you've got that she has been able to put together the kind of political coalition that politicians dream of: Republicans, Independents, Democrats. You know. And there's a reason for why people are hungry for that. So, you know, like I said, you have your rationales for their argument, for your arguments.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, other people have rationales for saying, well, you know, we've got to work together. You know, it ain't going to be all come by y'all. It ain't going to be peaceful all the time. But, you know, you can't kill your way out of this. Okay. You can't. You just can't do that.
You know? Yeah, and I also think when you talk there about no Dick Cheney and stuff, I think. Oh, go ahead.
There's no compromise on slavery. So your mindset, both the gentlemen's mindset. I know. There's no compromise on slavery. There comes a time where you don't compromise.
You did look, right, man. Look, you're nobody gonna argue with you about that. I'll tell you, and I don't think any of us. Now, at this age and time,
would
compromise on slavery. Okay.
Yeah, I just think
those slaves.
You're compromising on genocide. You're supporting the same person who supports genocide.
But here's the thing. Yeah. You win. If you're gonna go hyperbolic, then we shouldn't have this conversation. You know, if everything is slavery, everything is genocide, then okay, fine, you win. You know, but that's not the way the world has changed. You know, Martin knew it. Even Malcolm agreed with it later in his life. You know, when he came back from his sojourn, he also believed, you know, that there needs to be a movement toward equality and all the races being able to live together. He was less militant because that's the only way this world gets better. You wanna be hyperbolic? That's fine. You're not gonna change anything.
Hey, McMahon, thank you for your call. Because we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
All right. And once again, you're always welcome to express your opinions here on WPFW. Okay? All right. We're out of here. Chip.
All right. Have a good weekend.
another fine mess we got ourselves into, right?
That's right. We're not here next week, again, right?
That's right. That'll be the LSB show, and we'll be back the week after that.
All right. See you in a couple.
Stay tuned and enjoy PFW.
Hatred is a feeling. Love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to.
For Pacifica Radio, Christina Onnested. Israel says it's carried out targeted strikes in Beirut. This comes hours after Hezbollah launched 140 missiles into northern Israel in three strikes early today. The damage is not immediately known. This follows 2 days of electronic device explosions in Lebanon that killed 37 people, including 2 children, and wounded 3,000. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah condemned the strikes and vowed retaliation Thursday. His comments translated by Al Jazeera.
By this attack, the Israeli enemy have crossed all the red lines, turning a blind eye to everything, ethical, legal, or human limits. Some of the devices detonated in hospitals simply because the pages are carried by medical staff. Pharmacies, shops, private vehicles, public roads, where thousands of civilians, including women and children, are present. They are willing to target Hezbollah fighters, yet they attacked the civilian population.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke with Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant and expressed support for Israel amidst the strikes, according to Sabrina Singh, Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary. She told reporters Thursday the U.S. was not involved in the attacks in Lebanon.
The secretary emphasized the U.S. commitment to deterring regional adversaries, de-escalating tensions across the region, and reaffirmed the priority of reaching a ceasefire deal that will bring home hostages held by Hamas, and an enduring diplomatic resolution to the conflict on the Israel-Lebanon border that will allow civilians on both sides to return home.
The U.S. has kept an increased military presence in the Middle East and has about 40,000 forces spread across the region, including at least a dozen warships and 4 Air Force fighter jet squadrons, according to several officials. Meanwhile, the United Nations Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Tor Wennesland, appealed for diplomacy at the U.N. Security Council.
Grave concern over the growing risk of wide-scale regional escalation. The series of explosions across Lebanon and rockets fired towards Israel in recent days adds to the volatility. I call on all sides to refrain from steps that will further exacerbate the situation and take immediate steps to de-escalate.
Tor Wennesland. In Gaza, Palestinian authorities say 15 people were killed overnight in multiple Israeli attacks. An airstrike this morning in Gaza City hit a family home, killing 6 people, including an unknown number of children. This according to Gaza Civil Defense. A new report from the United Nations Weather Agency finds the world is far from the targets to slow down climate change. The United in Science 2024 climate report forecasts the planet will warm by 3 degrees Celsius this century. It's beyond the tipping point of catastrophic climate change, scientists are warning of. Celeste Saulo is Secretary General of the World Meteorological Organization.
The science is clear. We are far off track from achieving global climate goals. 2023 was the warmest year on record by a huge margin. Leading international data sets say that the first 8 months of 2024 are also the warmest on record. We are seeing increasingly destructive weather patterns, as witnessed by extreme heat and flooding we have seen in recent months.
The report comes as wildfires rage across Latin America and Portugal, where a state of catastrophe has been declared, while Central European countries battle deadly flooding in the wake of Storm Boris. following mass evacuations in Poland, Czech Republic, Austria, and Romania. And in Southeast Asia, Typhoon Yagi's claimed more than 500 lives, including in Vietnam, China, and Myanmar. Climate change will be a topic at a UN conference called the Summit of the Future in New York this Sunday and Monday, and Climate Week at the UN kicks off Monday in New York, with climate justice actions planned throughout the week. I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for Pacifica Radio.
WPFW 89.3 FM.